Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Isabel May. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a real treat. You are presenting the film Run, Hide, Fight.
Yes.
And as the lead actress of the film. And, well, I mean, it's an amazing film. I watched it this morning. But, you know, for the benefit of the listeners, how would you sort of introduce the character, you know, perhaps as if she was a friend of yours or an acquaintance of yours you've known quite well for a while?
So her name is Zoe Hull, and she is a young woman that's kind of emotionally detached at the moment because she has just lost her mother a couple months prior to the events that occur.
Yes.
And therefore, she has very few friends. She's kind of part of a community that is a little more, you know, get down and dirty, you know.
Right.
And she is struggling with her relationship with her father. And so she's someone that you may have met in school who just, you could tell, is a friendly person, a likable one, but you have a difficult time talking to because there's clearly something that they're struggling with.
Sure. Do you identify with her?
In certain ways,
yeah.
The kind of antisocial aspect.
Really?
Yeah, a tad. I think we all have a secret antisocial, right?
It's
difficult.
Very shy person.
It's hard not to be. It's hard to be an extrovert. For some people.
I wasn't a big fan of school growing up. You know,
I wasn't either. I was a fan of education. I was not a fan of the kind of social environment. Some people do well. Others don't.
Yes.
I personally didn't. So I related to her on that level. But no, her life is very different than mine.
It's quite a physically demanding role, I found, right?
I had quite a few bruises.
You did?
Oh, absolutely.
What was the process? Like, I mean, do you like this kind of role? You like to sort of do, you know, the old fighting and running around and getting gritty, sort of heroic type of character? You like to do that, yeah.
Well, it's technically my first film ever, so I don't really have anything to compare it to.
Right.
But I really enjoyed it. But I enjoyed it because I also got to be vulnerable and emotional, and it wasn't solely about the action, but that was an aspect to it, of course.
And, of course, this film kind of talks about a very serious issue, you know, school shootings. So did you ever think about that aspect? I mean, do you have any, you know, views on this current situation?
Well, I was incredibly frightened to take it on, but that was kind of why I thought I needed to take it on.
Right.
And it's been, as an American, it's been a part of my reality my entire life, just being aware that that could happen to me at my school. And I feel like we've ignored it for long enough.
You do. Mm-hmm. No, I find that, and we will be talking with the director as well, that this is quite an amazing film in the sense that it might be one of the first times that the story of a school shooting is seen from the point of view of someone who tries to do something about it as it takes place.
Yes.
So, but did you have any like reference points in terms of heroines in cinema history, in film, in other films that you kind of looked to as a sort of a guidance, I suppose?
I didn't want to do that because I felt... it could have easily been a young woman that kind of became a female Rambo. And she's not that. She's a teenager. And I wanted I hope, you know, people feel this way, but director and I wanted her to be a kid, and we wanted to remind you of that constantly. This is a kid that is finding the courage within herself to do something pretty remarkable, but she's frightened the entire time. And so I felt as though I'm a teenager. I'm a teenager right now, so I understand what that's like. So just kind of took from my own experience, from others' experience, that awkwardness, that insecurity, and harbored that and used it as best I could.
Isabel, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.